in all the years celebrating Independence Day Mass with liturgies of self-critical readings and patriotic hymns, I've never spoken, letting words of history speak from diverse eras, races, and people. But beyond politics, these are not normal times. I love my country. Now we face grave danger, our democracy at risk in ways we've never known. I made a list, key points of what's happening to us, kept trying to shorten it, but it kept growing. Then three events happened. Now the Bible would call them angels, messengers of God, and I've learned to listen. The rule of law is king, not anyone else. Flying to my sister's burial in Oklahoma last week, I was finishing the book, What's Next, involving my son. It's about the West Wing television series. The final pages that John brought together spoke to this moment. So the words first intended for today were printed and available after the service in the coffee hour. You have to wear asbestos gloves to read it, because it's frightening at what's happening in and to our country. Then yesterday, I received a poem from Father Drino, so poignant it must be heard. Perhaps the second edition can be read at the reception after Elner's presentation. The Fourth by Gail Onion. We the people celebrate that we gave democracy a good try, that we cared, but not enough, that we like some of the people, but not all of the people, that we can no longer be a nation founded on good intentions, built by slaves and stolen from the first peoples. We can no longer praise inalienable rights that are vanishing day by day, that are rights for some who can buy them or bribe them, whose mendacious tongues wave like flags as truth is murdered in a lawless time, a time of more guns than homes for the homeless, a time when immigrants cannot enter the closed hearts of these disuniting United States. For we missed the small print that reads, only for some. The true celebration worth celebrating is freedom to be who you are and love whom you love and leave everything in nature alone. Nature is not entertainment or an amusement park, but holy lands and holy inhabitants. We must remember that the people's house is the earth for all beings who live here. So we celebrate love in a country that lately sure looks like hate, banning books, denying bodies their autonomy, denying the Holocaust slavery, genocide, racism, our homophobia, our transphobia. We destroyed the amber waves of grain, the purple mountains' majesty, the fruitless sterile plains. Our air and water beg for mercy. Our children wear the faces of extinctions to come. We can walk outside into the beauty today before us, beneath us, above us, beside us. We can honor this day in the continual revolving evolution for peace, for love, for a world to walk with our ancestors who sacrificed for a world for everyone. We can make our lives devoted to the common good of all sentient beings so that democracy will be more than a rumor, a thing for fireworks and grand speeches with more greed and more sad stories. To those whom it will concern, we the people will have our rightful destiny of peace and justice. We will have our dreams. We will have our freedom to live in compassionate community with all beings who live here on this, our sacred earth.